When trouble surrounds us, when evil's gone, body grows weak, spirit grows numb. We sang these songs, he won't fall. On the wings of the snow.
And a warm welcome to everyone, those on the computer, the phone, and on Skype. We are happy that you have joined us as a participant in this spiritual oasis. Let's begin our Interactive Church Wednesday Midday Testimony Meeting with singing. Using your computer, you'll find a link to the words of the hymns and other information on the Order of Service webpage. Go to www.csinteractivechurch.org, and within the turquoise box, click on the first link. Please note, we mute everyone's phone to eliminate background noise, enabling a clearer connection, but do sing aloud wherever you may be. Our first hymn is on page 340 in the Christian Science Hymnal, and I'll read all the verses. And then we'll listen to the music before we sing. Thou whose almighty word chaos and darkness heard and took their flight, hear us, we humbly pray, and where the gospel day sheds not its glorious ray, let there be light. Christ, thou dost come. come to bring on thy redeeming wing healing and sight, health to the sick in mind, sight to the inly blind. Ah, now to all mankind let there be light. Spirit of truth and love, life-giving holy dove, speed forth thy flight. Move on the water's face, bearing the lamp of grace, and in earth's darkest place, let there be light. Hymn 346. The readings are recorded so that people worldwide may listen to them at their convenience. The scriptural selections are from the King James Bible and the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, written by the discoverer and founder of Christian Science, Mary Baker Eddy. Today's topic is On the Wings of a Dove. The Bible. Psalms. Oh, that I had wings like a dove, for then would I fly away and be at rest. Isaiah. Oh, thou afflicted, tossed with tempest and not comforted, behold, with everlasting kindness will I have mercy on thee, saith the Lord thy Redeemer. For this is as the waters of Noah unto me. For as I have sworn that the waters of Noah should no more go over the earth, so have I sworn that I would not be wroth with thee, nor rebuke thee. The mountains shall depart, and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord, that hath mercy on thee. Fear not. For thou shalt not be ashamed, neither be thou confounded. In righteousness shalt thou be established. Thou shalt be far from oppression, for thou shalt not fear. Every one that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. And he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Incline your ear and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Psalms. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. Peace be within thy walls and prosperity within thy palaces. For my brethren and companions' sakes, I will now say, peace be within thee. Mark. And it came to pass in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized of John in Jordan. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water. And lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lightning upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Luke. And he said also to the people, when ye see a cloud rise out of the west, straightway you say, there cometh a shower, and so it is. And when you see the south wind blow, you say, there will be heat, and it come to pass. You can discern the face of the sky and of the earth, but how is it that you do not discern this time? Yea, and why even of yourselves judge ye not what is right? There were present at that season some that told him of the Galileans, whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. And Jesus answering said unto them, suppose ye that these Galileans were sinners above all the Galileans because they suffered such things? I tell you, nay. But except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Or those 18 upon whom the tower of Siloam fell and slew them, think ye that they were sinners above all men that dwelt in Jerusalem? I tell you, nay. But except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Mark. And as he went out of the temple, one of his disciples said unto him, Master, see what manner of stones and what buildings are here. And Jesus answering said unto him, seest thou these great buildings? There shall not be left one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives over against the temple, Peter and James and John and Andrew asked him privately, tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign when all these things shall be fulfilled? And Jesus answering them began to say, take heed lest any man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And when ye hear of wars and rumors of wars, be ye not troubled, for such things must need be, but the end shall not be yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be earthquakes in divers places, and there shall be famines and troubles. These are the beginnings of sorrows. The gospel must first be published among all nations. Isaiah. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. And they shall build the old wastes. They shall raise up the former desolations. And they shall repair the waste cities, the desolations of many generations. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God. For he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decketh himself with his ornaments, and as a bride adorneth herself with her jewels. For as the earth bringeth forth her bud, and as the garden causes the thing that is sown in it to spring forth, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all the nations. Isaiah, go through the gates. Prepare ye the way of the people. Cast up the highway. Gather out the stones. Lift up a standard for the people. Behold, the Lord hath proclaimed unto the end of the world. Say ye to the daughter of Zion, behold, thy salvation cometh. Behold, his reward is with him and his work before him. And they shall call them the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord, a city not forsaken. Genesis. And the Lord said unto Noah, Come thou, and all thy house into the ark, for thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation. And the rain was upon the earth. And they went in unto Noah into the ark, two and two of all flesh, wherein is the breath of life. And the flood was 40 days upon the earth. And the waters increased and bare up the ark, and it was lifted up above the earth. And Noah only remained alive, and they that were with him in the ark. And God remembered Noah, and made a wind to pass over the earth, and the waters assuaged. And the ark rested upon the mountains of Ararat. And he sent forth a raven, which went forth to and fro. Also he sent forth a dove from him to see if the waters were abated. But the dove found no rest for the sole of her foot, and she returned unto him. And he stayed yet other 7 days, and again he sent forth the dove out of the ark. And the dove came in to him in the evening, and lo, in her mouth was an olive leaf. I shall now read correlative passages from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. In the spirit of Christ's charity, as one who hopeth all things, endureth all things, and is joyful to bear consolation to the sorrowing and healing to the sick, she commits these pages to honest seekers for truth. Mary Baker Eddy. Whatever guides thought spiritually benefits mind and body. We need to understand the affirmations of divine science, dismiss superstition, and demonstrate truth according to Christ. Today, there is hardly a city, village, or hamlet in which are not to be found living witnesses and monuments to the virtue and power of truth as applied through this Christian system of healing disease. Today, the healing power of truth is widely demonstrated as an immanent eternal science instead of a phenomenal exhibition. Its appearing is the coming anew of the gospel of on earth peace, goodwill toward men. This coming, as was promised by the Master, is for its establishment as a permanent dispensation among men. But the mission of Christian Science now, as in the time of its earlier demonstration, is not primarily one of physical healing. Now, as then, signs and wonders were wrought in the metaphysical healing of physical disease. But these signs are only to demonstrate its divine origin, to attest the reality of the higher mission of the Christ power to take away the sins of the world. Dove, from the glossary, dove, a symbol of divine science, purity and peace, hope and faith. Millions of unprejudiced minds, simple seekers for truth, weary wanderers, athirst in the desert, are waiting and watching for rest and drink. Give them a cup of cold water in Christ's name, and never fear the consequences. In this age, the earth will help the woman. The spiritual idea will be understood. Those ready for the blessing you impart will give thanks. The waters will be pacified, and Christ will command the wave. When God heals the sick or the sinning, they should know the great benefit which mind has wrought. They should also know the great delusion of mortal mind when it makes them sick or sinful. Through trope and metaphor, the revelator, immortal scribe of spirit and of a true idealism, furnishes the mirror in which mortals may see their own image. insignificant figures, he depicts the thoughts which he beholds in mortal mind. Thus he rebukes the conceit of sin and foreshadows its doom. With his spiritual strength, he has opened wide the gates of glory and illumined the night of paganism with the sublime grandeur of divine science, outshining sin, sorcery, lust, and hypocrisy. He takes away might, mitre, and scepter. He enthrones pure and undefiled religion and lifts on high only those who have washed their robes white in obedience and suffering. The Revelator was on our plane of existence while yet beholding what the eye cannot see, that which is invisible to the uninspired thought. Accompanying this scientific consciousness was another revelation, even the declaration from heaven, supreme harmony, that God, the divine principle of harmony, is ever with men, and they are his people. Take heart, dear sufferer, for this reality of being will surely appear sometime and in some way. There will be no more pain, and all tears will be wiped away. When you read this, remember Jesus' words, "The kingdom of God is within you." The spiritual consciousness is therefore a present possibility. Note this, that the very message or swift-winged thought which poured forth hatred and torment brought also the experience which at last lifted the seer to behold the great city, the four equal sides of which were heaven bestowed and heaven bestowing. Think of this, dear reader, for it will lift the sackcloth from your eyes, and you will behold the soft-winged dove descending upon you. The very circumstance which your suffering sense deems wrathful and afflictive, love can make an angel entertain unawares. Then thought gently whispers, "Come hither." And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, enclosed with a cloud. This angel or message which comes from God, clothed with a cloud, prefigures divine science. When understood, it is truth's prism and praise. When you look at failure in the face, you can heal by its means, and it has for you a light above the sun, for God is the light thereof. It brings the baptism of the Holy Ghost, whose flames of truth were prophetically described by John the Baptist as consuming error. A wrong motive involves defeat. The exercise of will brings on a hypnotic state detrimental to health and integrity of thought. This must therefore be watched and guarded against. Covering iniquity will prevent prosperity and the ultimate triumph of any cause. Ever since the foundation of the world, ever since error would establish material belief, evil has tried to slay the lamb, but science is able to destroy this lie called evil. Self-abnegation, by which we lay down all for truth or Christ in our warfare against error, is a rule in Christian science. He that touches the hem of Christ's robe and masters his mortal beliefs, animality, and hate, rejoices in the proof of healing, in a sweet and certain sense that God is love. Divine love always has met and always will meet every human need. Tell the sick that they can meet disease fearlessly if they will only realize that divine love gives them all power over every physical action and condition. Instruct the sick that they are not helpless victims, for if they will only accept truth, they can resist disease and ward it off as positively as they can the temptation to sin. If it becomes necessary to startle mortal mind to break its dream of suffering, vehemently tell your patient that he must awake. turn his gaze from the false evidence of the senses to the harmonious facts of soul and immortal being. Tell him that he suffers only as the insane suffer from false beliefs. The only difference is that insanity implies belief in a diseased brain, while physical ailments, so-called, arise from the belief that other portions of the body are deranged. Derangement or disarrangement is a word which conveys the true definition of all human belief in ill health or disturbed harmony. Should you thus startle mortal mind in order to remove its belief, afterwards make known to the patient your motive for this shock, showing him that it was to facilitate recovery. It is no more Christianly scientific to see disease than it is to experience it. Life, truth, and love are the realities of divine science. They dawn in faith and glow full-orbed in spiritual understanding. When the real is attained, which is announced by science, joy is no longer a trembler, nor is hope a cheat. Truth never destroys God's idea. This concludes the readings and the recording portion of our meeting.